Hello and welcome to ACAP's audio reports. Today we will be discussing key crises to watch in Pakistan. Part 1. Overview. In 2025, Pakistan continues to face escalating violence from non-state armed groups, including the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, the Balochistan Liberation Army, and the Islamic State, Khorasan Province. The intensity and geographic reach of their attacks have expanded. From 2023 to 2024, the number of violent incidents more than doubled from 517 to 1,099. In Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Balochistan provinces, civilians, security personnel, and military and civilian infrastructure are frequently targeted. Sectarian violence between Shia and Sunni communities, notably in Kurram district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, has resulted in mass displacement and longer-term access constraints, specifically for food, health services, and other necessities. The resurgence of these armed groups is influenced by regional dynamics, particularly the Taliban's return to power in Afghanistan, which has enabled greater cross-border movement, ideological reinforcement, and safe havens for armed groups, including the TTP. Pakistan's past reliance on negotiation and selective engagement with some SAGs has yielded limited results, contributing to persistent insecurity with an increased risk of violence escalating. According to the Global Climate Risk Index, Pakistan is one of the most climate-vulnerable countries in 2025, mainly owing to a devastating 2022 flood. In April 2025, extreme precipitation events also triggered severe flash flooding across the country, particularly in Balochistan, Punjab, and Sindh provinces, with over 1.5 million people living in flood-exposed areas. Flooding killed 124 people, injured 153, destroyed homes, damaged public infrastructure, and disrupted livelihoods. Balochistan, Punjab, and Sindh are also facing severe drought. During the 2024 to 2025 winter season, precipitation levels fell significantly below average across the country, with an overall shortfall of 42%. The decline was particularly severe in Sindh, followed by Balochistan, Punjab, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and Azad Jammu and Kashmir. Seasonal forecasts anticipate above normal rainfall across the country between June to October, which may alleviate the drought but also trigger extensive flooding. The same forecasts anticipate above-average temperatures, increasing the risk of crop damage and heat waves, especially in urban areas. Pakistan hosts nearly 4 million Afghans, including long-term refugees, asylum seekers, and undocumented migrants, which has led to tensions with host communities who blame the new arrivals for increased insecurity and lack of employment opportunities. Since late 2023, a government-led deportation campaign has resulted in nearly 1 million Afghans returning to Afghanistan, often into precarious conditions without housing, income, or access to services in areas already facing conflict and economic collapse. Refugees still in Pakistan face growing restrictions on movement, work, and access to services, alongside increasing police harassment and arbitrary detentions. International resettlement efforts have slowed, while resettlement to the US has been suspended since the 27th of January 2025. Many Afghan refugees who are waiting for resettlement in the US are facing legal and physical limbo in Pakistan, along with access constraints to basic food and health services. Protection risks remain high, particularly for women, children, and those facing potential persecution upon return. Food insecurity in Pakistan is expected to worsen through mid-2025, with approximately 17 million people projected to face crisis or emergency levels of food insecurity. Key drivers include prolonged inflation, loss of agricultural output from hazards such as floods and droughts, and conflict-related disruptions to food supply chains and market access. Food prices remain volatile, leading many households to adopt potentially harmful coping strategies, including meal reduction and debt accrual. Insecurity and infrastructure damage also limit aid access, particularly in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces. Malnutrition is rising among children under 5 and pregnant women. Cuts to humanitarian funding are reducing the reach of food assistance programs and health services amid growing needs. Part 2. Armed conflicts. Multiple forms of armed violence shape Pakistan's security landscape. Several NSAGs, such as the TTP, BLA, and ISKP, operate in the country and target civilians and government forces based on their political ideologies. Religious affiliations between Sunni and Shia communities also contribute to sectarian violence, which results in civilian casualties. There are also intermittent tensions with India over Kashmir region, sometimes leading to high-intensity military clashes. In 2024, most of the violent incidents were reported in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces. The intermittent nature of these conflicts, their dispersion, and their varying intensities make it difficult to understand their humanitarian impacts. Localized displacement, access constraints, infrastructure damage, and increased protection risks for civilians raise concerns about an increasingly deteriorating humanitarian situation. Since the Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan after the U.S. forces departed in 2021, NSAG attacks have intensified across Pakistan. 2024 was the deadliest year for the country in nearly a decade, with more than 2,500 deaths, including more than 900 civilians. The majority of these attacks were by the TTP, also known as the Pakistani Taliban. One of the main reasons for this rise in attacks is that the TTP has taken advantage of expanded operational autonomy and access to safe havens across the border. Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province has been the epicenter of this violence, with border districts such as North Waziristan and Dera Ismail Khan being the worst affected. Balochistan province also saw a significant increase in the number of incidents in 2024. The total fatalities for the year reached 774, up by 64% from 471 in 2023. Of these, at least 273 were civilians. The number of deaths was the highest in over a decade. The BLA, a separatist NSAG seeking independence for Balochistan province from Pakistan, is the main party responsible for these attacks. The BLA has targeted Pakistani military personnel, infrastructure projects, and foreign investments, particularly those linked to the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor. This escalation reflects deepening regional grievances over political marginalization, limited representation, and the exploitation of natural resources. Part 3: Protection risks faced by Afghan refugees. Pakistan has hosted Afghan refugees for over four decades, with waves of displacement stemming from conflicts, economic turmoil, and political instability in Afghanistan. The first major influx occurred after the 1979 Soviet invasion, followed by continued displacement and migrations as a result of the civil war in the 1990s, the Taliban's initial rise to power, the U.S.-led intervention in 2001, and the Taliban's return to power in 2021. By April 2025, the country was hosting around 2.8 million Afghan refugees of different statuses. 1.3 million registered Afghan refugees and asylum seekers, alongside more than 1.5 million Afghans of varying legal statuses, including proof of registration card holders and Afghan citizen card holders, are currently reported in Pakistan. Many Afghan refugees remain undocumented. Many of them live in protracted displacement without durable solutions, which often makes them vulnerable to detention and deportation. Their numbers have decreased, however, since the Pakistani government launched a mass deportation campaign in October 2023. Since then, 986,268 Afghans had returned by April 2025. 87% of them are undocumented. The abrupt deportations have raised serious humanitarian concerns, as many returnees arrive in Afghanistan with no shelter, limited economic opportunities, limited access to basic services, and an unstable security environment. The long-standing presence of Afghan refugees in Pakistan has increased pressure over access to key resources, services, and opportunities in host communities, particularly in crowded urban areas. Competition for jobs and resources has intensified, leading to resentment among the host population, who believe that the refugees are taking away opportunities. Many refugees accept lower wages and work in informal sectors, further fueling these perceptions and reinforcing community grievances over job displacement and wage depression. Refugees often settle in areas with limited medical facilities, which leads to overcrowding and reduced access to services for both refugees and the host community. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.